Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsh Singh, and in this audio, we will talk about dramatic poetry. So what is dramatic poetry? See, as a definition, dramatic poetry is a form of poetry that is written in verse and is meant to be recited in public or acted out. Okay, so usually to tell a story or to portray a situation. So broadly, this is the definition of dramatic poetry. Now, after that, dramatic poetry can also use different types of meter, rhyme, imagery to create different effects and moods. And a good example of dramatic poetry are the dramatic monologues of Robert Browning. Okay, these are good examples of dramatic poems. Now, as far as the history of dramatic poetry is concerned, aapko yaad hoga that Plato, in his Republic, he banishes poets. Okay? He banishes poets from his ideal Republic. Thereafter, Aristotle, the disciple of Plato, he defends poetry because of the effect of catharsis that poetry achieves. Okay? So, Aristotle mostly talks about tragic poems and epic poetry. Plato banishes poetry. So, in earlier times, even dramatic works or works of drama were referred to as poetry. Okay? But what we will do is, we will stick to the modern classification of what is poem, what is drama, and what is prose. Okay? Of course, there are many similarities between drama and poems, but hum log modern classification ke hisab se chalenge. So we will not confuse between dramatic poem and works of drama. These are two different things. In this lecture, we will just discuss dramatic poetry. And according to the modern classification, a good example of dramatic poems, of dramatic poetry is the dramatic monologues by Robert Browning. Now, what is a dramatic monologue? As a definition, kya hai? Just a poem in which there is one imaginary speaker addressing an imaginary audience. Theek hai? And a good example of a dramatic monologue is the poem My Last Duchess. Theek hai? My Last Duchess by Robert Browning. Then another poem is Fra Lippo Lippi. Theek hai? Fra Lippo Lippi. So, in other words, what is a dramatic monologue? It's written in the form of a speech. Speech of an individual character. Okay? Because in that poem, My Last Duchess, yehi hota hai na? And all dramatic monologues are varieties of or examples of dramatic poetry. Now, iske baad aapko ek aur cheez jaani chahiye. What is the difference between dramatic monologue and soliloquy? S-O-L-I-L-O-Q-U-Y. Soliloquy or dramatic monologue mein kya difference hai? Broadly, the difference is, soliloquy is something that we find in works of drama, not in poetry. And just like a dramatic monologue, isme hota kya hai, that a single character expresses his thoughts and feelings aloud. Either this character can be alone on stage or in front of other actors which are silent. Theek hai, baki jo actors hain, wo nahi bolte us waqt. Only one character speaks who is making the soliloquy. And a good example in the field of literature is the famous soliloquy by Hamlet, to be or not to be, that is the question. Wo wala, to be or not to be. So this is what the difference is between dramatic monologue and soliloquy. And as I said that all dramatic monologues are examples of dramatic poetry. And from an exam point of view, just remember that dramatic poetry kya hota hai? Any poetry written in verse that is meant to be recited in public or meant to be acted out. That is what a dramatic poem or dramatic poetry is.